Okay, so to review, we're on page 576. Simen Tov Chav Ches Seif Dalid. Le'olam Kodem Saves Aaron Kodem Pesach B'Pshuta. In a year, it's not a leap. Pshuta means it's not a leap year. So when do we read Parshas Tzav? We read the Shabbos before Pesach. Tzav is a very hard parasha to learn.
Why?
It is. It's just a hard parasha. It's a hard. It's a very hard parasha. Vayikra is it's even harder.
The simon at the end is Tzav. It's really
97. 97. Okay. 97. So it's off by one. Of Tzav. Gematria. Okay. Tzav is Sarn Koydin Pesach B'Pshuta. Umitzora B'Muberes. And the rule is these are the rules of the year. That's a leap year. You must slain Tazria Mitzora. Whether you read it together, usually in a year that's a leap year, you're going to break up. Tazria, do you always break it up?
Yes.
Always? Oh. Never an exception?
Always.
Always. Okay, so the year that's a leap year, you will break up Tazria Mitzora, but you don't necessarily break up.
Everything in Vayikra. It's either Vayikra is either broken or.
Not broken. But what about Matas Mase? Not necessarily. Matas Masa, you don't necessarily break up in a year that's a leap year.
What about Vayakhel Pekudah?
You usually do.
Most of the time.
Most of the leap year, or 90.
It's always broken
that's always,
up.
Right? It's always broken up. The only one that's a variable is Matas Masa.
Always broken up.
And a plain year once it's broken up, the rest of it.
In a plain year?
Once. Blue moon it is broken.
It's broken up, Yaakov Pekudah? Mm-hmm. Really? Why? That's how it comes out. Interesting. Okay, so the Olam Karin Tzav Ashal Aaron Kodem Pesach B'Pshuta B'Mutzorich B'Muberes Chutz except when Mi Beis Hei Ches Muberes. Now what does that mean? So we'll see over here in the Mishnah Berurah what that means. Let's just read a few more. Let's do it right away. What does that mean? This funny thing called Mi Beis Hei Ches Mishnah Berurah Vav. Hu Simin Shehahei Morosh Yom Rosh Hashanah Hayachol B'Yom Chamishi. It's the simon is that the simon is that
Mishnah Berurah Vav.
The hay mi days the hay means Shayom Rosh Hashanah Hayachol B'Yom Chamishi.
You know, where are you reading from?
I'm on page 576.
That's fine.
576. I'm in the Mishnah Berurah on the Mishnah Berurah Vav. Okay, so the hey reads when Roshan is on a Thursday. That year, Rutzalai, Mashachesh, what do you mean chaseira? Doesn't mean that it's not a leap year, because here we're talking about where it's a Muberes. It means when Cheshoin, the Kislev, Hoyu Shneim chaseirim. So, at least we learned this today, the Simen, that the only time that's an exception, when you're not going to read Parshas Mitzora, you're going to read the next Parsha, Achrimos. Achrimos, that's in the year when Rosh Hashanah is on a Wednesday. And that, in addition to Rosh Hashanah being on a Wednesday, both months are Choser. The variable months of Cheshvan, the Kislev, are Choser. The Ramah, then the Mishnah Berurah of Ramah, Moisif, Vehei Shin Muberes. What does that mean? That's what it says in the Mishnah. It says in the Berurah model, the parentheses. What does that mean? V'zegam kein simana shehei mara al yom rosh hashana shachal b'yom hei. That's the same thing. V'yashin mara she'ois hashana hoisa shleima tahaynu shecheshvan v'kislev hoyu meleim v'reitzolaymar k'shachal rosh hashana b'yom hei v'yashana hoisa mu'uberes. If the year it's mu'uberes, it's the double ador bein she'elu hechadash Shalemim Oy Chaserim Karen Parshas. So what's the secret? The secret is Karen Parshas Noyach Beroish Chodesh Cheshvan Umimela Nitoisev Shabbos Achas Likuya. So it's a late year. The years are always either early or late. It's never on time. Right? We know that joke. Never on time. So in this situation, Melon Nitoisev, and this year it's a late year, we're not going to be learning Parshas Noach until it's already Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. It's pretty late. Normally you learn Parshas Noach is Parshas Mevorachim. Shabbos, no, it's not?
No.
Lech Lecha?
Shabbos Mevorachim.
Bereshis, something that's early then.
After Yom Tov, Bereshis.
Always?
Always Shabbos before.
Okay, so that means that it's, then I made a mistake. That means that it's, a, no, it's an early year. It's an early year then. It's because normally it would be Rosh Chodesh before Shabbos. We're going to read Parsh Achrei before Pesach. So therefore, that's what the simon over here means in the Mechamin Ramah. So the simon is Hei Ches, when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Thursday, and the year is Choser, and the Ramah says to Huadin, even if it's going to be a Sholem, Hei Rosh Hashanah falls on a Wednesday, same thing as before, but it's not Chas, but it's Shalem. Then we're going to read Achrimos Kodem HaPesach. Ula Oilam Koren Parshas Bemidbar Sinai Kodem Atzeres. This, as everyone knows, this is very easy to keep track of. Everyone knows that you lay in Bamidbar before Shavuos, because why? Why does everyone know that? Because the longest parash in Torah is Parshas Nosoi. And when you lay Nosoi? After Shavuos. Why? What, not all the time? No? But it says over here. What? What?
Most of the time. The other year you learn nothing. The other year you learn nothing.
I'm on the next page. Page Reish, Reish, Paytas.
Are you on page 576?
The next page. You don't worry, if you don't have the page, it's okay, just you can listen. You don't have to follow along. You don't have to follow along. You can listen. It's not necessary to follow along everything. It says here, I guess, it doesn't say. Ula Oilam, it says here, Ula Oilam. In every single year.
It's not La Oilam at all.
No?
Next year. Not this year coming, but next. You did it a couple of years.
It doesn't differentiate.
Nasa before
Shavuos.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
So what does it mean then over here when it says Ula Oilam?
Yeah, it means it forever, but it doesn't mean forever because you can't have it forever.
Okay, let's see. Ula Oilam, Koren, Parshas. We lay in Bamidbar before Atzeres. Okay, most of the time. Why? Let's see. Tisha B'Av Koidem V'Eschanan. We always lay in Tisha B'Av, always falls out before, between Devarim and V'Eschanan. Atem Nitzavim, we always lay in Koidem Rosh Hashanah. Now the question is, what about Vayelech? Do we read that same week when we read Nitzavim? Do we also read Vayelech? Most of the time we read them together. It depends. That we all know. That's something which is very common. Always varies. Ulechein, therefore, Kirosh Hashanah b'yom beis gimel, when Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or a Tuesday, that will automatically mean there's going to be two Shabbosos between Shiyeshtei Shabbosos Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Sukkos, then we're going to divide Parshas Nitzavim from Vayelech. Tzrichim l'chalek Nitzavim Vayelech k'dei sheyikru Vayelech Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Tzoyim Kippur. So we'll read Vayelech between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Vehazinu. When will we read the last parasha before Vezor Sabracha? Bein Tzom Kippur L'Sukos. The simon was the simon. This is something which we all should appreciate now that we learned Sefer Daniel. The Pas Bag HaMelech. Right? It says that Daniel and his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, refused to partake from the Pas Bag HaMelech, and instead they ate the Zeronim, the seeds. So it says here, the Bag HaMelech. What's the Bag HaMelech? So Beis Gimel, when Rosh Hashanah and Pas Vayelech. Bag HaMelech, Pas Vayelech. It's a play on that pasuk. When HaMelech means Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is the day when we say HaMelech, HaMelech HaKadosh, and when it falls on a Beis V'Gimel, then Pas Vayelech, we're going to break. Pas means Pasos Osop Pitim. It says by the Mincha. Yeah. Break it into pieces. We're going to break away Vayelech. Don't join together Vayelech with Nitzavim, separate. So when HaMelech is on a Beis V'Gimel, we're going to have 2 weeks in between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. So we have to then have, we have 2 weeks between Rosh Hashanah and Tisha B'Av. So we have enough time for Vayelech and enough time for Hazinu. So don't read this parsha. Don't read the first parsha. Split it. So before Rosh Hashanah, make sure you only lay the parsha of Nitzavim. So you'll have two more parshios left over to fill up the gaps until you get to Sukkot. Pas vayelach aval. Now before we go further, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, because I don't go too far, get too deep, forget everything we've learned. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Zayin and Ches. Zayin and Ches. B'yom Beis Gimel Ratzel Amar Kishachol Yom Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah B'yom Beis B'yom Gimel. Then it's Bag Hamelech Pas Vayelech Perish Hamelech Haynu Rosh Hashanah. Shaimim, we say Hamelech Hamishpat. Kishachal Biyon Bezo Gimel. Then Pas Vayelech. What does it mean, Pas? Milashon Pasois Oisapitim, break it into pieces. Shemechalkim Nitzavim Vayelech Lishtaim, break it into two pieces. But back to the Machaber. Four lines from the top. Back to the Machaber. Aval Kishereish Hashanah Biyon Hevov. When Rosh Hashanah falls on a Wednesday or a Thursday or Friday, hey, involved there's in Friday, us ain bein Rosh Hashanah l'sukos ella Shabbos achas shekarin bo hazinu. So after Rosh Hashanah, we're only going to have one Shabbos, and that one Shabbos we're going to learn hazinu. Us vayelech in nitzavim koydem Rosh Hashanah, and we learn for Rosh Hashanah together nitzavim vayelech v'simin l'pshut. And what is the simin for a year that everything? Let's review everything we've learned together. What we've learned, the simin is paktu upischu, count and jump. That's the simin. We'll see what that means in a moment. The Mishnah Berurah, a year that it has only one Adar, paktu, count and jump. What are you counting? We'll see. Ulumuberes sigru upischu, close up and jump. Minu v'itzru, count and gather in. Tsumu fast v'tzalu and pray. Kumu get up, v'siku get up and blow the shofar. Now what does all of this mean? So let's see the Mishnah explains everything for us. Tess. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tess. Kisharosh Hashanah B'yom Hezayin. When Rosh Hashanah falls on a Thursday or a Shabbos. That's not what it said in the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, it says, Hevav. Oh, so what's the Mishnah Berurah doing to us? Koch Tzarech Laima, that's the correct thing to write. V'chein Yisra B'tur, u'v'sirfeh Shulchan Aruch Yishanim, v'rotzu Laimar, k'shechol yom rishon shal Rosh Hashanah b'yom hei o b'yom zayin, d'b'yom vav, yev shalachol, canal, go back. Didn't we say that? In the beginning of this simon, the beginning of simon Tov Chav Ches, that Rosh Hashanah can never fall out on a Thursday. Go back. Lo Adu Rosh. Remember, that's probably the most famous simon. Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out Aleph Dalit Vav. And what did it say here in the Mechaber? Aval Kish Rosh Hashanah Biyom Hey Vav. When it's on a Thursday, Friday. Wait a minute. Vlo Adu Rosh. So the Mishnah Berurah says there's a mistake in the text.
No, it didn't say Hey Vav. It says Hey Vav. Thursday, Friday, 2 days, Rosh Hashanah.
2 days, Rosh Hashanah.
Hey Vav.
So you mean, hey, okay, but that's not. It automatically means the first day. You don't have to say the second day. It automatically means the first day. So it means over here Zayin. Okay, that's okay. So that's what it says. Zayin. Obviously, you can make a mistake. Print it right. That's what it says.
And it's interesting that it's preserved.
It's preserved, yeah, definitely. But that's what it says. Like we mentioned before. Paktu pisku. Now, what does this mean over here, this simon of paktu pisku? This is the simon for a year that is pshuta, when we only have one other. Paktu l'shoin savu command. Command, kolaymar, tsav. So paktu is a code for parshas tsav. Paktu, this is very confusing. The sim is sometimes harder than memorizing the facts itself. But that's what it is. Paktu is command, as tsav. So when it's tsav, tsav comes before Pesach. That's what we said. Tsav comes tsav korin samuch lepesach sigru. What's Sigru? It's a code for Lashoin Mitzora Muskar. There's a Mitzora Muchlot and a Mitzora Muskar. Muchlot means he's finished. He needs quarantine, he needs Kerbonos, he needs a lot of trouble. Muskar, it's not so bad. It's only
weeks.
A test.
Couple
quarantine for a certain number to test. So Sigru Lashoin Mitzora Muskar. Menu v'itzru. So now what does it mean over here? Menu v'itzru. Perish. What does it mean, Menu? Menu means Bamidbar, count. Menu is a code for counting. Bamidbar. The Itzru, what is Itzru? Perish Bamidbar, Shehu Minyan Yisrael, Koidem Atzeres. Itzru means to gather in, has the same Sherish as Atzeres. Chag Atzeres is one of the names for Shavuos. Hainu, fine, and then we go further in the Simin. Tsumu, Hainu Tishba of Vitzalu. Tzalu means to pray. When do you pray? V'eschanan. V'eschanan el Hashem. Hainu v'eschanan. Kumu v'siku. Get up and blow. What is kumu? A code word for nitzavim. Atem nitzavim. Hayam, you are standing here today. Hainu nitzavim. Koidem tikias shofar, tikias rosh hashana. That's all when kishachal yom rishon shel Pesach b'Shabbos. Now he goes further. Kishachal yom rishon shel Pesach b'Shabbos. What happens on the first day of Pesach? It's on Shabbos. So now let's jump ahead 7 days. When the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos, so in Chutz Li'aretz, what's the next Shabbos? It's 8 days later. It's Acharon shel Pesach. Where do you have Acharon shel Pesach? Only in Chutz Li'aretz. And there Shul, there's no such thing as Acharon Shel Pesach. They're only 7 days. So what are they going to do in Eretz Shul? They're going to lay in the parsha. That means we're going to be one behind. We're going to be one behind. Kishachal Yoim Rishon Shel Pesach B'Shabbos. Diyaz B'nei Eretz Shul Shoisin Pesach Rak Shiva Yomim. Kar B'Shabbos Sha'achav Parshas Shemini. After Tzav comes Shemini. V'im came in Mela Yivase Lohem B'Shan B'Shana Shabbos Achas B'li Sidra. So they are ahead of the game. See, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that we're behind. He's a very, a very nice way of looking at it.
They're ahead.
They're in trouble. They're in trouble because they're going to run out of parshios before the year is over. See, the Mishnah Berurah looks at a whole different way of looking at it. You look at it, oh, they're ahead. We're slow pokes. We're behind because we got stuck with Acher. No. We in Chutz Li'aretz are on target because we can't finish the year. They're in trouble. They're going to run out. They're going to run out of parshios to lay before you come to the end of the year. And then what are you going to do the last week? They're going to lay in Hazinu a week early. And now, what are you going to do that last Shabbos before Sukkot? What are they going to do? That's not what he says. In Cain, Mimele, Yivasil, Hamashan, it's left over for them, Bashan, Shabbos, Achas, Belisedra. They're in trouble. Not us. Amazing how to look at this. So what does he say? The Al-Kain. So they have to stall. Now they have a lot of options. How do you stall? You could divide up. Matos Masay, the Harbichu Kosai, and the Chukas Bolok. A lot of options.
Chukas Bolok is only divided when there's a Shavuos.
Okay, so you have all your options. So let's at least now put all the options on the table. Chukas Bolok, Matos Masay, and
the Harbich Kosai.
That's a good one. That's a good one to divide, right?
So the Alkane.
So what are they going to do? Yesh Mafridin. I'm reading Yud, the end of Yud. Sif Katan Yud and page Resh Pei Tes. If you don't have it, don't worry. You could just listen. The Alkane Yesh Mafridin Afil B'Shanab Shuta Tazria Mitzayra. Now that's interesting because No, that's what they do. That's what it says. Some of them right away, Tazria Mitzayra it's right away. That's right away. There, you have the fourth option. Tazria Mitzayra, Bahar Bichu Kaysai, Kukas Bolok, Matas Masay. So why wait? Why wait until the end of the summer? You can do it right away. After Acharei Mois Kedoshim comes Tazria Mitzayra. So right away, right after Pesach, the first opportunity is Tazria Mitzayra. Afilu b'shana pshuta Tazria Mitzayra. V'yesh ma'afridin, no. Some don't want to separate Tazria Mitzayra. You want to get your money's worth from the Baal Kore. You want to make sure he has a hard time.
Subject.
What?
Can't the reason be the travelers to get back from the day?
No.
You're going to mess up those who travel here.
It's one long...
To get back, it's not like today.
Tazria Mitzayra is one long subject. It's
okay, let's see.
It's
so he says...
Well, that's Shabbos Tahara.
He says the different customs. That's what he says. He's not machir what to do. So the Al-Kain, Yesh Ma'afridim Afil B'Shana B'Shuta Tazria Mitzayra V'Yesh Ma'afridim B'Har B'Chuk Kaysai V'Yimi Mu'beres. If it's a year that's Mu'beres, there is a... So then you have... If it's Mubaris, then to others, then you have no choice. Then everything has to be divided. those live in Eretz Yisrael. Mafridim gam matos umase. Everything has to be divided. Okay, so it's not machriya. What do we do? Halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa.
Halacha lemaisa is plainly a behalf of Christ.
And then that machriya. When this happens, when the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say what to do. He says you have two, a year of Shuta, a year that's a Shana Pshuta. And they don't divide the Shri Mitzvah?
No, not at all.
No, they don't do it? Even though the Mishnah Berurah says it's an option. So you wait. Okay, interesting. So he's saying...
The options, but the rule is... You have an option to pitch a curveball or a fastball.
Okay, so these are... Okay, let's go. Let's do one more simon. Let's do another simon. Parshas, now this...
is reserved when Shavuos comes up.
Okay, now this is a complicated siman. Another complicated siman. Hey, another sifkot. Hey, how do you break up the aliyos in Parshas Hazinu? Not so simple. This is a nightmare.
It's in the Gemara.
Parshas Hazinu mechalkim parshioseha kederech shoyu mechalkim oisah b'mikdash. Like they did in the Beis Hamikdash. What does this mean? Shoyu korin hashira pamachas. Because they would lay in part of the Mamodos, they would lay in Parshas Hazinu. Parshas Hazinu is a synopsis of the entire Torah. It's a synopsis of Jewish history. And they would break up the Atem Kisvu Lechemes Hashira Hazos. According to some of the Mefarshim, Hashira Hazos refers to Parshas Hazinu. So Hazinu really captures the entire essence of the Torah. And they would break this up into six parts, and they would lay in one part each of the first 6 days of the week. Shabbos they would not lay in, but during the first 6 days they would lay in one section. So we break up the Aliyos on Shabbos, Parshas Hazinu, into the same six sections, and then the one that gets Shvi, he lays the next couple of psukim until the end of Parshas. After you finish Hazinu, there are a few more psukim which are not part of the Shira, which are written in the regular, not written in two columns, but written until you come to a Shvi. So Parshas Hazinu Mechalkin Parshiosecha Kederech Shahayu Mechalkin Oysa B'Mikdash Shahayu Karin HaShira Pam Achas. They would read the entire Shira Pam Achas L'Sheishes Yimei HaShavua in the Beis HaMikdash in the morning. They would read it. They would read every day 1/6 of Hazinu, the Simon, and the way to remember how you break up is the words Haziv Lecha. Beauty is to you. Each one of these six letters refers to the beginning of a pasuk. So Hazinu, Haziv, the Heyas, Hazinu, Hashamayim v'Adaberu. That's the first Aliyah. And the next Aliyah begins with Zuchor Yemois Olam. That's the Zayin. The next is the Yud, Yarkiveyu Albomo Seoretz. That's the Yud. Vayar Hashem Vayinotz. That's the Vav. Then we have the Lam is Lu Chochmu Yaskilu Zos, and then the Chof is Ki Esau El Shamayim Atsoif Hashira. The Hashvi, the one that gets the seventh Aliyah in Parsha, Sazinu Kore Misoif Hashira Atsoif Parsha, from the end of the Shira until the end of the Parsha, until you come to Vizois Habrocha Sheberach Moshe Hago Vedavka B'Shabbos Nechalkin HaParshios. We break it up in this fashion, Davka on Shabbos Avol B'Mincha B'Shabbos, the Sheni, the Chamishi, Ein Lachosh, don't have to be Machbid. Now we, in our Sidurim, it's already set how to break it up. So anyway, we do it exactly the way we have it over here as well. But there was not always the custom. It was not always the custom. There is no Hakpada if you read a few Psukim more, a few Psukim less. As long as you follow the basic rules of Kriyas HaTorah, you lay for each Oile 3 Psukim, and you don't leave over in the Parsha 2 Psukim. But that's basically it. You don't leave over, and you begin each section with at least 3 psukim. If you have a new section, you must read into the new section at least 3 psukim, and you must leave over at least 3 psukim. So you don't have that issue when it comes to the hazinu, because hazinu is all one long section. You can lay in 3, 4, 5. You can do whatever you want during the weekday. Just make sure you give out 3 aliyos. Today, everything has already been standardized, and I will assume exactly where we start and we stop, which is identical to the first release of Hey Zayin Yud Zuchor Yarkiveu and Vayar. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph Mechalkin Parshiosecha Kederech Ve'Atam Mnei Shehem Divrei Toichocha. Shiyakshu ha'am b'shuva v'afilu yesh chiyuvim lo yichalku ha'parsha yoyzer. So what he's saying over here is the point that he's making. No, I stop. That's the point that the Mechaber is making. You would not necessarily know that. What do you mean chalek? There's a hakpada 6 and not 7, not 8, not 9. Don't pair the shira with more aliyahs, because the shira is toichacha. And you don't break up toichacha, just like you do, that will come to soon later on. You don't mafsik in the toichacha of Bichu Kaisai and the toichacha of Kisavo. Here as well as another section of toichacha. Don't break it up more than absolutely necessary. Next, Pam achas l'sheishes yimei hashu, because in the Beis Hamikdash we break. How then do we break it up? The same way it was done in the Beis Hamikdash. V'ayu mechalkin oso l'shisha chalokim l'sheishes yimei hamaseh, the 6 days of the week. Now let's jump right away to the right side and look at the dirshu. V'ayu, what it explains exactly what they did in the Beis Hamikdash. Number 6, v'haynu shebimos hachol. Every single day they would break off a section when the korban was offered, the Levim or the Yisraelim would recite one of the sections of Parshas Hazinu. Umikar divrei Shulchan Aruch hu b'tur al pi haGemara v'ikshar Rishas shavei b'Gemara mevorsha yimechalkim es parsha l'shisha shavuot. So if you look carefully in the Gemara, they broke it up not into 6 days, but into 6 weeks. Each week, there was a cycle. Each week, each day, during week number one, they would recite one section. The second week, the next section. So not for 6 days. So the whole Shabbos b'musaf, when would they recite it? Not during the week. The whole Shabbos b'musaf was not said every single day when they brought the carbon. It was not part of the shira of the Levim when the carbon was offered, but rather it was added to the tefillah of Musaf on Shabbos day itself. The whole Shabbos, the Musaf, how you oirim chelik echad. The Amor v'Ketzia, the Shav Yaakov Emdin, Kosav, Shetzorach Loimar, Shezo gam kavonas haShulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch says the 6 days of the week, he does not mean the week. He means Shayu Mechalkin Esol l'shisha Shavuos, not 6 days of the week, but he really means 6 weeks. Kineged Sheishes Himei Hashu. When he says the 6 days, the 6 divisions, which are said through 6 weeks, are said to correspond to the first 6 days of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Hashem only created the world during 6 days. On the 7th day, Hashem rested. So this Shira corresponds to the labor, to the melacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'idoch, however, Hadrisha Be'er Shakavana Kishahayu Oisin Ma'amodas. It's not referring to what the Levim would say when they brought the carbon, or when they brought the carbon most, but it refers to the Yisraelim. We know that the Klal Yisrael was divided into 24 groups, and every single week a different group would send Jews, the Yisraelim, to be present in the Beis HaMikdash, to be mispalo the entire day, or at least during the time when the carbonos were being offered, that Hashem should accept the carbonos. So it refers to the Mamamodais, Shohoyu Boy Mishmaros Me'am Yisrael, Kedelamod B'Keshluchim Shel Yisrael Ala Karbonos, V'niku, they were called the Anshei Ma'amid, so Mishnah Masechta Tamid, Hoyu Miskabasim B'Yerushalayim Oyu Batek Nosir Shabirim, or if they could not make it to Yerushalayim, they would have representatives davening in the Beis HaKnesset in their hometown. Hoyu Mispalim Kol Yom Tfilah Noisefes, they would have special tfilos. Uviyomim Eidlon, during these days, Hoyu Oimim Kol Yom Mimos HaShavua Chelek Miparshas Hazin. So this basically is saying it's machlokes. When it says here in the Shulchan Aruch that Hazinu is divided into 6 parts, and this the way it's divided in Shabbos Parshas Hazinu is identical to the way that it was divided in the Beis Hamikdash. He just come to clarify there are different opinions why it was divided in the Beis Hamikdash. Now when it was said, either it was said daily, 6 parts, by the Yisraelim who participated in the Ma'amodos, or it was said by the Levim that sang Shira in the Beis Hamikdash part of their Shira, either daily, six parts, or they said the same thing, they rotated through 6 weeks. But it's the same division nevertheless.
But they would add it to...
Added to the Shira, yes, correct. They added to the Shira Sayom. Right, it was appended to the Shira Sayom, correct. Okay, so that concludes Vav. Let's just do number 5, and we'll finish. Number 5, so we left this out. Number 5, he's quoting from the Ber Halacha. We didn't do the Ber Halacha in Sub, but let's see what it's looking in the Deer Show anyway. Number 5, we're going on what's in the Ber Halacha, that we read Parshas Kisavoy. Parshas Kisavoy is read a week before we read Atem Nitzavim. Why? Because the Kisavoy is the Klalos. And we don't want the Klalos to be right before Rosh Hashanah. Why not? So it says in the Ber Halacha, Shalom, right before number 5, it says, Shalom Yiku HaKlalos Samach Liyam Adin V'yeloi Pischin Pelasot L'Katrik Chas V'Shalom. Because we don't want to give the Satan any ideas. Satan has a very short memory. After a week, he forgets what we read last week. Number 5, Umitam Zeh. Fascinating insight. If you look at Parash Nitzavim, it's pretty serious stuff.
Well, that's why
if you look there, it's not a klala. It's a very interesting distinction. There's something called Musar Teichacha, and there is klala, curse. So Teichacha is okay, as long as it's not a klala. So that's why people ask this question. I remember someone asked this question. How are you allowed to read Atem Nitzavim? It's full of serious business. The same way you don't read Parshas Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah, you should not believe. Here's the answer from the Levush. The Levush was very upset. Levush wanted to write a Shulchan Aruch. He was outdone by the Rav Yosef Cairo. He lived in the same time as Yosef Cairo and the Ramah. So they already published. By the time he got around to putting out his Sefer, they already published the Shulchan Aruch, so it was too late for him. He felt that it would be he wouldn't sell any copies. But the Levush is a very popular Sefer, and he says this reason, the distinction between Toichacha and Klala. Kisava is Toichacha, Kisava is Klala, and Atam Nitzavim is Toichacha. Okay, we'll stop. We'll take a break for a few minutes.